At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Oh, man, my legs are sore. Doing that little trick right there.
You did it. I didn't think you'd be able to do it without
I didn't
your
think
arm
I would
down.
Be able to do it either. But hey, look at that.
You're going to be sore tomorrow.
I guess I'm sore. Very sore. I'm winded too, actually. What does that say? Yeah, not good.
It's still good that you did it.
It's K-Rock with Klein Alley Show. Welcome to your prequel. It's just after 9 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get you some tickets. K-Rock's summer ticket blowout can officially begin. And you get to go see 21 Pilots. In an hour, we send you to see Mike Kim at Dodger Stadium. And also this hour on the show, we will get someone into Wild Rivers. We got a cabana for you, plus $100 food and beverage credit. And we got tiny towels we got to hook you up with. Because as much as Vanessa does not want to give out these tiny towels with her face all over them, the reality is we've got a lot of tiny towels now. And we will be bringing some with us tomorrow to Allie's official pickleball event, one dyke versus two tykes.
We're going to get towel girls.
So get ready. Oh, yeah, someone said Klein should be the cheerleader tomorrow since Allie's playing.
Cool.
But no, I don't know if I'll be able to
walk.
I
should wear a tube top.
I got to rest my legs after that little thing we just did. I wanted to quickly just let everyone know.
Boo-leader.
If you have been joining us in our quest in the 10K for L.A., our way of giving back. I read an interesting article yesterday. Eater LA said that so many of these businesses, small taco stands, mom and pop taco operations that pop up all over Southern California, have been struggling so badly that a lot of them, the parents are in hiding now, and they have their children that were born in America running, trying to even keep the operation afloat right now. And it's happening all over the place. And our way of trying to solve or at least do a little thing to help move the needle in the right direction for humanity was to say, let's encourage our listeners and pledge ourselves to eat as many tacos as we can over these next few days to help support some of these many businesses that are popping up and having trouble staying afloat. And we've had a lot of people letting us know what they've been doing. Manny, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Three Dibbits.
Sweet Dibbits. What is your official count up to?
Right now, we're at 10 tacos, but we're trying to do 5 a day until we get to that goal.
Hey, nice. I appreciate you. 5 a day. People pledging how many tacos they will continue to eat, and they're going to different places, checking out some local spots, driving to some places they've never been to before, or just doing the random impulsive popping, which I did yesterday, and everyone gave me a hard time because it was a hard-shell taco. But regardless, I still add another one. We have the tally, the number to be unveiled right now, Allie. It is an incredibly impressive number. We were at, after one day, we were at like just over 1,000 tacos consumed. After 2 days of doing this is very exciting. Our current number, and if you're watching on the live stream now, get ready for this. We have just reached, and I don't know if this includes what Manny just pledged, but we are now over 4,000 tacos consumed by our listeners. I believe the number is 4,018 tacos. Is that the number right now, Vanessa? I know you've been adding them up.
Yeah, that's the number.
4,018 tacos consumed. Did that include my crunchy one from yesterday or no?
Minus one there. No, that doesn't include it.
It's unbelievable.
I do feel like it was a Mexican establishment.
Of course it is. Everyone knows.
It should count.
Called Henry's.
Henry's been around forever.
People were saying Henry's is a legend.
Legit. Everyone knows that guy's up there early simmering that beef.
I think Vanessa got points
it's soy
for getting
rizzo.
The most.
I had a soy rizzo hard shell taco.
Oh, my God.
I'm just
that's
kidding.
Even
I'm
worse.
Just kidding. It was not,
oh my God.
It was not soy
Vanessa,
rizzo.
I think, got the most expensive tacos in L.A.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was like, wait, aren't tacos like $2? And then he's like, no.
That's a good. That's some story. What a story.
That's Vanessa.
Vanessa,
check it out.
Vanessa, I'm gonna buy.
Really easily.
I'm gonna buy the film rights for that story and turn it into a movie.
It's called
the new Netflix show.
Everyone, do your job and eat some tacos, and let's do our part. It's our way of standing up. You can see all about it up on our socials. It's 10K for LA. Please tag us appropriately so we can keep it going. We're almost halfway there, which is incredible after 2 days of doing this.
It seems like people love this challenge.
Yeah, and some people that say, you know what, I rediscovered my love of tacos. It's been too long. Let's say hi to caller 20. Puts us in Monterey Park. Good morning. Is this Jeremy?
Hey. Yes, it is.
You're going to go see 21 Pilots, BMO, all right?
That's what's up. Shout out Net Bangers.
Hey, nice. Net Bangers, if you are watching us on YouTube now, good for you. You can still win stuff. All you got to do is be listening on K-Rock, watching along on YouTube, calling at the right time, and consider the tickets as good as yours. Lots to get to this hour. We will meet the neighbors as we celebrate L.A. and Southern California next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Got to stay on time, so we can't meet the neighbors yet. Well, don't worry. I forgot it's summer hours. We got another 2 hours of show still to do.
Plenty
of time. Live today, doing the show and giving you stuff. And we got some of these tickets for you to go to Wild Rivers coming up. Quickly, though, I did want to play some of these messages, and hopefully this can be the end of the debate. Earlier this week, you guys gave me such a hard time. I mean, you give me a hard time for everything, but specifically for when I referred to shrimp as a treat. And then Jake went into the streets to ask random people if they thought shrimp was a treat. And it is fired up the goat line. There's hundreds of messages. We don't have time to listen to all of them, Allie.
This is like the topic that won't die.
This is like that stupid gold dress, yellow dress crap or whatever that was. But, you know, the idea is, do you consider shrimp a treat? And the people that feel it is are very passionate. The people that feel it's not are equally passionate. They go, what the hell are you talking about?
We learned that you're in a shrimp house. Your whole family
that's
loves
right.
shrimp.
Shrimpy.
So that's just when I got out of the shower, she says that. So here is I just want to play a combination of some of these calls because this, I think, can finally put this thing to bed once and for all, and we never have to speak of it again. And I'm already sick of it, to be completely honest, but here we go. Just three quick messages.
Hi, guys. Sweet knockers. So this message is probably only for Klein and maybe Jake, but I do consider shrimp to be a treat, but I think Klein would probably like to know why. So when I was a kid, one of my parents' favorite restaurants to take us to was Hooters, and I know.
Great parents. Right to Hooters for the family feast.
I love it. Whose
idea
was that?
We go with their whole friend group, all of my friends, and I always looked forward to it. Unfortunately, I'm straight, so it wasn't because of that. Sorry, Allie. I would always look forward to it because they had this really good, probably 1 billion calorie, like buttered shrimp plate, and I thought it was like the best treat ever.
Best treat ever. She referred to it as the best treat ever. Buttered shrimp, 1 billion calories.
Buttered shrimp at Hooters is your treat. You need to look at yourself.
I don't judge our listeners.
I'd always get so excited when we were going there because shrimp was a treat. And so, yeah, that's my story. Sweet Knockers, guys. Thanks. Love the show.
Thank you for that nice call.
It's so funny that her story was about Sweet Knockers.
Now, this guy wanted to let us know that he actually looked up the definition of treat, Allie, and you will be shocked.
According to the Merriam-Webster, the official website and the official definition of a treat is
shrimp.
No.
That's right there in the dictionary.
It just has a picture of a shrimp next to it.
He actually has this guy went so far as to go online and Google what is the definition of treat. Because
so far as to spend 3 seconds Googling something.
Hey, whatever. The reality is this guy's at least, you know, he's trying to fight the good fight for shrimp lovers.
And so, yeah, that's my story.
All right, hold on. I got to get back to that guy. Hold on. Sorry. Here we go. This is the shrimp guy.
Merriam-Webster, the official website and the official definition of a treat is subjective. And okay. A treat is an especially unexpected source of joy, delight, or amusement. For example, seeing her again was a treat. Eating this dish was a treat. So as much as I hate saying this, Klein is right. God damn it.
Shrimpy.
Miriam.
Okay, Lexus. We did it.
All right, so that's another guy who said, according to the dictionary, based on the definition, which is eating something that you thoroughly enjoy, is a treat.
Yeah, but you can't listen to Miriam. Merriam-Webster's BS. You got to go Cambridge. Cambridge is the one that says it's usually something sweet.
Then there's this woman.
We did it. I wanted to weigh in on the shrimp treat debate. I know I'm a couple days old. Podcast.
It's all right. It's still relevant for some reason.
I know. We're shocked we're still talking about it, too.
So my dad, for his Father's Day this last weekend, wanted to cook me shrimp on his Father's Day. Actually, he made my boyfriend cook it, but still, he made the rub and was super proud of his shrimp on a skewer. So I agree with Klein.
Yep.
And I do decide that shrimp is a treat.
There you have it.
Jesus, I don't know what's going on.
We can go ahead and close the book on the shrimp as a treat debate once and for all. We don't need to spend any more time on it. Thank you for everyone who understands that what I said was not stupid.
Hello, my name's Forrest Gump. I heard a lot of talk about shrimp on your little radio show.
Okay.
And I just want to say that shrimp was intended by Bubba Gump Shrimp to be a treat.
Oh, okay.
My son, little Forrest, he sure don't fall no far from the tree neither.
Right.
Well, he took over my shrimping business.
Okay, thank
you. But anyway, I just wanted to call and say shrimp is a tree.
Thank you, Forrest.
Anyway, I love the show.
Oh, good to know. Okay, so there you have it now, an official.
All right, now I am on board.
Finally, that's a shrimp.
I can't argue with Forrest, the real Forrest Gump.
Got to take a quick break. When we get back, oh, yeah, the show gets good for you because Tiny Towels, which you can bring with you to Wild Rivers, Cabana, food and beverage credit. Think of all the shrimp you could buy with $100. We'll make that happen for you all coming up next week. Ken, Dodger Stadium in about 30 minutes. You win them from us on K-Rock. 310, just letting us know. I pledged two tacos, guys. Two more tacos as we are continuing to go 10K for L.A. Eat them up. Get more for friends. We just had someone that's pledged $100 to buy us tacos. So this is very exciting now. Please continue to eat the tacos and help support L.A. On the flip side of things, Johnny was sent out yesterday into the streets with a mission. Now, he asked us. We had a big show meeting earlier this week, and Johnny said, I'd like to be a guy you go to for some more street audio. And why do you always go to Jake? What about me, Johnny? So he said, Johnny, there is a feud that's happening right now in the streets of Los Angeles between dueling Trader Joe's that are on opposite sides of the street in Sherman Oaks on Riverside. And Johnny goes, I know those ones because the one that's been there, the little tiny one, That's my home Trader Joe's.
Couldn't have been more convenient for Johnny.
And we said, here's what we want you to do. We want you to go find the people that are at the old Trader Joe's and ask them why they've chosen to stay with that really old one as opposed to that brand new beautiful one right across the street. Video's gone viral because a woman posted the fact that there's two of them across the street. They're both going to stay open. And for some reason, I don't know why this has taken off like fire, but everyone cannot understand why they have an old Trader Joe's across the street from a brand new one.
And I think it's just very telling that Trader Joe's has reached Starbucks status.
So Johnny came back with this audio instead.
Bring all the flowers and pie.
Now, I'm not sure where he put the microphone, but we couldn't really hear a lot of what
sneaking my phone into a Trader Joe's.
Now we know why you asked me all the time.
And now we know why Jake is the guy that we picked to go get audio, because we can actually hear the people he talks to.
I was trying to be discreet and hide it under my keys when I was, like, in a tap.
Under your keys?
Yeah, well, because
the last
I was, like,
thing that you had?
What's going to make sure that they can't hear anything for the radio? I mean, at some point, you go so undercover, it makes the whole thing useless.
And you
Johnny.
Know what? If you have your phone and you're rolling audio on your phone, you just click the screen and nobody knows if you're recording anything. You can just put your phone right there.
My phone does the thing where it's like raised awake. So like if I move it up, it'll show like I'm recording. And I didn't want the lady to see I was recording.
Bring all the flowers inside.
Do you think this sounded good after you got it back and listened to it before you brought it to us this morning?
Or? When I sat back in the car and I listened to it, I was like, oh, man, I fumbled.
But I'm glad that you came in this morning and said, all right, I got what you need.
I got
it's
what you need.
It's in the system.
I got it.
So here, we do have some stuff you can hear, and it sounds like Johnny didn't understand the assignment, shocker. And instead of asking shoppers why they were choosing to stay loyal to the old Trader Joe's as opposed to crossing the street to the beautiful new Trader Joe's, he decided to ask the workers questions.
No bag. Have you guys been getting people all week asking you about next door and stuff?
Yeah.
And
It's not next door.
It's not next door.
It is next door, kind of.
It's across the street. But once again, I can't even hear what he's... You understand...
There's so much duting.
This assignment was for radio. You understand that?
The new Trader Joe's is so loud, too. I underestimated
the music. This is the old one.
Why does that be undercover at all?
Yeah, by the way, Johnny, this audio I'm playing is not from the new Trader Joe's. This is you in the old one.
Or the old one, yeah. One of them was, like, really, really loud.
Oh, I played the other one, too. They're both very loud. I can't
They're, like,
hear.
Crazy loud. You're... It's like, turn it down, bro.
No, it's you.
No,
it's not.
Oh, my God. Johnny.
I would have sent Jake out for the same assignment today. And
I
then,
would love that.
And then tomorrow...
I want it!
Yeah, and then tomorrow we'll realize... Jake, you want to do that?
No!
Yeah, Jake, you go to Trader Joe's. Dueling Trader Joe's.
Everybody about our store, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a loyalist. So I ain't going nowhere. This is the one I grew up
well,
in.
Well, I'll translate because you can't hear what he's saying. But he's saying to
he's
the...
Saying,
he's saying that to the new... don't worry, old Trader Joe's. I know that everyone thinks that you're not cool anymore because there's a brand new one across the street. I will be a loyalist and I will stay at this Trader Joe's. That's what he claims.
Okay.
And then we share you this audio. Now, this is Johnny going across the street now, entering the new Trader Joe's.
Oh my god. It's the louder duping.
I told you it was louder.
So you guys have new machines too.
Yeah.
No way.
Everything's new.
The one across the street doesn't have that, huh?
So Johnny is trying to now.
When are you going to ask the question that Klein told you to ask?
He doesn't ever get to it.
But you're also starting by asking the wrong people. This is not. You're not supposed to ask the workers. You're supposed to ask people.
Yeah, I thought the workers would give me more zest, or I'd get a little bit more juicy stuff from them.
But you thought this was zest?
A little bit. I mean, it was as zesty as it could get for a Trader Joe's guy.
No, it's not.
Don't blame the Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah.
You like this one better than that one?
I do.
Zest.
She was nice. Elizabeth was nice.
But
that's what we need. Just nice.
But Johnny, do you understand what this... Like, yesterday, we talked about this, right? We spent a lot of time thinking about the stupid things we're going to do on the air.
Yeah, and I think we even were like, is there more to say? I don't think so, because it's just so simple.
Yeah, and I go, this is definitely something Johnny can't mess up, because it's just going to Trader Joe's and asking the people at the old one, as they're looking at this new, beautiful one in the distance, why did they still stay loyal to this tiny little one with the crappiest parking lot in the world, when they could have gone across the street to a much bigger one? And you go, yep, got it, and then you didn't do any of that.
Yeah. I messed up. But you know what? I could go back again today and go get more audio.
I want this to be even louder and harder to understand.
Yeah. Maybe you should get more keys.
I think you should go with twice as many keys.
Right.
And I think you should be more discreet. I think you were too obvious.
Yeah.
Maybe now I'll just like hold it up kind of. Because before I was kind of hiding it. Now I'll just kind of like hold it up.
Why does it have to be hidden?
Johnny.
I don't want to just like stick a phone in a stranger's face.
Well, you're saying to them, that first of all, they love the fact that this story's getting all this attention right now. They love the dueling Trader Joe's narrative on either sides of the street.
Okay.
So, Johnny, if you want to get man on the street audio, you know how you have to interview people and talk to them for K-Rock. You can't just be discreet like you're just some loiterer outside of a Trader Joe's making conversation with people as they leave.
That's where I think I messed up. I tried to be discreet as opposed to just like say, hey, can I talk to you and interview for K-Rock? I didn't want to
scare
anybody. Well,
there's a lot of things that kind of went awry here. Basically telling you what the assignment was and then you not understanding. I just don't know how there's so many lapses that happen in between us telling you and then you understanding.
Like, do you have confidence, Allie, now that we've talked about this on the air for the last 5 minutes? If he goes back today, he'll bring us the actual audio we wanted.
Let's take some bets.
I want to say
place the bets.
Just so simple.
Yeah.
Did you ever work at the other one across the street?
Yeah, I was there for 3 years.
Well, you're a traitor.
So, yeah, I am. But I still love
it. Hey, it's in the name.
It is in the name. I don't hear
any music, by the way.
No, but it's a lot of bags. This time you moved his hidden phone inside of the paper bag.
I want more bags.
So anyway, that was our attempt to give you some inside information.
Let's see what round 2 is like.
We'll give it another shot. My money's on the under. Take the under. It's K-Rock. We all live in different parts of Southern California. It's time once a week for us to go see what everyone is complaining about on the many message boards, be it Citizen, Nextdoor, Neighborhood app, Ring app. There's a lot of ways to keep taps on your neighbors, and we try to see exactly what is happening in our neck of the woods. It's time for us to meet the neighbors.
Meet the neighbors. That's what you gotta do. Say hello, shake a hand, share a smile, and make a friend. The neighbors, their dog just crapped in your yard.
That's right. Most complaints these days are about fireworks or gunshots, but there's other stuff happening as well. So what's happening in your neighborhood, Vanessa?
Well, I don't have one, but I can tell you what's happening in my neighborhood, and I can write it down and complain about it. And it has to do with fireworks.
Okay. See,
she's very upset for the third night in a row.
I am upset about it. And this is if I were writing it on the neighborhood app. To the neighbor that decides to do fireworks at 9:30 p.m., sir, you're giving me a heart attack. That is not okay. Please wait until July 4th. Thank you. The doggies and me would really appreciate it. That's it.
The doggies and me, spoken like a true child.
You know, that's funny. They're actually doing something. I saw some services, I think free. Al, you love that. But I guess they're microchipping dogs this time of year.
And
cats, I think, for free because so many of them get scared when they hear the fireworks. They just run off and then they get lost.
Yeah.
So they're doing that as a service.
We should microchip Vanessa.
Vanessa needs to be microchipped so that if she gets scared and runs off, we could track her down.
Scurries away, hides under a couch.
Let's get one of those little bells around her neck so we could hear her coming.
I didn't realize, Vanessa, that it was so early in the evening that you were complaining.
Yeah, I thought it was
9:30 p.m.?
I thought it was was like at midnight.
Yeah,
9:30 p.m. is late, guys.
That's like when it's dark enough to do a firework.
Yeah, that's as early as you could do a firework and see it.
Guys, I have to go to bed early.
We all go to bed early.
Otherwise, I get crinkled.
I wouldn't be upset at 9:30. That's only a child would be think that's a late time. That's crazy. I mean, it's once again more evidence into the folder.
I can't hear over my story.
9:30 fireworks. All right. Well, there you have it. That's one complaint. Jake, what's happening in your neighborhood?
This is from Elizabeth. Breakups, boundaries, goodbyes, letters that convey your truth without compromising your peace. I ghostwrite the messages you've been hesitant to send. Whether it's a farewell, a request for assistance, or a topic that feels too overwhelming to address, I help you express your thoughts with clarity, calmness, and conviction. I have experience writing for professionals, artists, adult children, exes, and
adult
anyone
children.
Whose words seem to freeze when it matters most. The result? Letters that sound like you, but with greater clarity. All correspondence is confidential, prompt, and always in your voice. Pricing. $50 for short messages, $125 for layered or longer letters. Rush options are available. Based in LA, remote or in-person consultations are available.
Wow, so somebody will write breakup texts for you?
For $50.
$50 for a breakup text. That better be great. She's probably just using ChatGPT anyway.
Totally. And I do think we're going to see an uptick in this. People are going to use ChatGPT to hone in on a skill and then charge people for it.
You know what, though? I will say that it's interesting that this little side hustle this neighbor of Jake's has come up with. Because think about, like, if you have an apartment and they're going to try to raise the rent on you. And sometimes if you have the properly worded written letter, maybe you can convince them to not raise it or raise it only a little bit. I know that in the past, I've had places that have attempted to go like, you know, your rent's going to get jacked way up. And I actually sit down, spend some time, you know, say, look, I've been a good tenant. And
that
and
kind of stuff is
helps.
Worth,
it helps.
Yeah.
So maybe that is an interesting service. But those prices.
$125?
Yeah, price
just kick me out.
Or for free from ChatGPT. You right. Probably add some details in there and then they can incorporate them. All right. Unfortunately, a lot of things in my neighborhood are, hey, do you know why the car wash is closed? Oh, right. It's because there are no people working there today. Hey, do you know why the patio is closed at Basta? But I was able to find this. This is from a lady named Jody in Lynn Oaks. Hey, all. My car radio is doing something weird. Does anyone know where I can get it fixed? Auto shops say they don't deal with radios anymore.
And oh, come on,
the one comment from somebody said, who cares?
That's so insulting for all of us. That really is sad. That woman probably didn't want to listen to us, but still, she should have a working radio.
Yeah, but also, it was like, what weird things? Maybe it's just our show that's playing.
Yeah, that could just be any
could
of the
be a
number,
weird thing.
Any of the number of noises that Omar plays that you've made over the years on the radio.
Yeah.
Finally, I share with you this Mike from North Hollywood who says, does anyone know who these kids are? They kicked my neighbor's screen doors and damaged multiple neighbor's doors.
Oh.
And I think I bumped into them the other day on Tahunga, running around causing trouble.
Oh.
When does school start again anyway? And I want to show you the picture he posted of these kids because it's hilarious. They are two. Once again, it's young kids. Young kids on scooters.
They're like 7 or 8.
And one of them is doing the thing that kids like to do where
they put their shirt over their nose. Yeah, like, you don't know who I am.
Right,
I'm nobody.
Right. Like someone farted, put my shirt over my nose. So this guy is really not happy that these kids are running around causing mayhem and destruction over the course of the summer.
It's just so typical to do the whole, when is summer over?
Right, the old people
in
that,
June
that don't
when,
like
when
it.
School's only been out for a couple of weeks.
Someone responded and said, I think I know who one of those girls are. She's the producer for the Klein Alley show on K-Rock.
No,
she's a child.
That's not true.
So there you go. No,
she would never cause mayhem.
The parents should ground them. A lot of, if I was their parents, they wouldn't be allowed to go on those scooters in the neighborhood.
God, I think that backseat parenting is worse than backseat coaching.
Yeah, I agree. It's some of the worst. We take
just
a quick
like,
break.
We don't know.
When we get back, look at what's happening in the news. The Lakers have been sold. We'll go into that in detail. We'll get into a brand new hour of the show. We got your MyChem at Dodger Stadium tickets and more after this. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need to get involved in the show, or you want to, I guess you don't have to, but if you choose to get involved in the show, you can do that lots of ways. 800-520-1067 to call, to text, to win. But first, let's get into your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
news.
All right, we start with some basketball news. Yes, the NBA championship is still going on. It feels like it is taking an eternity.
Mm.
But in the meantime, the Lakers have been sold. The Buss family sold it, and it probably feels pretty nice to be $10 billion richer. I don't know what that feels like. This is the ultimate resale success story. They bought the Lakers in 1979 for $67.5 million. Jerry and Jeannie Buss and the whole Buss family, they were holding down the fort for 46 years. And now they're passing the torch to Mark Walter, who owns the Dodgers. And that franchise is doing pretty well, so why not own more teams? And it's the most expensive team franchise sale ever, with the Celtics being the most recently sold for $6 billion.
I grew up a huge Lakers fan, even though I was on the East Coast. But specifically, you know, I was there with Magic Johnson and you know, James Worthy. I mean, that was kind of the team I grew up really idolizing. Vladdy the Body, 2 days in a row, give Vladdy a shout out. Yeah.
What a trend.
But the reality is, I was hoping, because there was all this talk that Magic Johnson was going to potentially own the Lakers. And he's got a ownership stake in the Dodgers as well. So, like, he's very involved. I mean, that guy's a savvy businessman.
Yeah, but isn't being just a little involved so much better than being the one? Mm. I mean, there's so much pressure, right?
But he
if
did
you're like, yeah, I'm kind of on the outskirts. He made
the claim.
Really,
I'll give him credit, though. When the Celtics sold a few years ago, last year, 2 years ago, when they sold for $6 billion, he said if the Celtics are worth $6 billion, the Lakers are worth $10 billion. And everyone said that's a crazy number, and they got $10 billion. That is...
Yeah, he said he's expressed his excitement
insanity
about this on social media, and yeah, he called it. So I got, let's see what changes from now on. But you know, if it's any indication of how the Dodgers franchise has been run, seems like they're probably going to head in the right direction.
I feel like
agree?
Basketball has more like barriers, right? You can't just spend all the money in the world.
Seems like you can. Seems like they just
baseball has no like salary cap, right?
Yeah, but you got to pay up for all Luca's snacks. See how big Luca's gotten?
Actually,
I think he lost weight, actually. But
I think he did finally lose.
Yeah, his snacking budget, I would imagine, has got to be a couple $1 billion.
I know. Now everyone's talking about his body.
Right.
All right, Donald Trump has a lot of agendas on his plate. It appears that bombing Iran is now one of them. But aside from the possibility of a war overseas or a civil war, there is a different war that Donald Trump is focused on right
summer
now.
Summer of war, baby.
What?
Summer of war.
Jake predicted the summer of war.
You know, I don't know if this counts, but let's see.
The Biden administration launched what you've called a war on showers.
A war on showers. It's a fight. It's a war that Allie's been fighting for a long time.
I will not.
And she is
punching it.
Undefeated in a war against showers.
Well, here's what Donald Trump says is going on.
Yes, I'd like to take a nice shower to take care of my beautiful hair. I have to stand in the shower for 15 minutes till it gets wet. It comes out drip, drip, drip. It's ridiculous.
So he has made the time in his busy schedule to sign yet another executive order that does not limit the water pressure in your home. So water waste is back in style.
I thought that was an
SNL episode.
What
is happening?
Is he doing a bit?
It sounds like a bit. Yeah. It totally does.
It's ridiculous. Oh, like, shouldn't you be focused on something else right now?
Drip, drip, drip.
It sounds like he's talking about something else.
It really does. Yeah. Oh, what did I talk about my penis? Wait, he takes a 15-minute shower every time?
Well, I mean, with him, you know how he exaggerates, so it's probably, you know, you got to do the Donald Trump inflation there. It's
I'm being serious, though. I'll give everyone a chance. Like, Allie, when you take a shower on those rare occasions,
Let me go back in time.
What is a shower for you?
So I took an everything shower last night, and that's about 15 minutes.
Wait. You have different types of showers?
Oh, yeah. There's three different types. There's just the rinse, you know, it's just like a once-over really quick.
And when does that happen?
That happens, like, after a workout or, like, at the end of the night if I'm not
after
washing
my hair. After a workout, you need the everything shower.
That's when you should use the everything shower.
No, because I don't wash my hair every time. And sometimes I have washed my face before my workout, so half of that's done. And then after the workout, I will just do, like, a rinse on, and then I'll get the little loofah, and I'll do a once-over on my body, and that's, like, 2 to 5 minutes max.
She only has to shave her face once a week.
Let's make a deal,
the everything showers, I have to wash my hair, wash my face, and shave everything.
Yeah, let's do that every time.
Wow, shaving probably takes a long time.
Let's do the everything shower every time.
No, 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 no slight. I'm just saying, the ladies, like, they have a lot of area to cover.
Yeah, and I think my wife takes them twice as long.
Really? Damn. 30 minutes?
Yes, and for she her gets everything? That she spent $30 on eucalyptus spray.
I don't think I've ever...
She creates like a spa inside
I don't think I've ever taken a shower in my life that's been longer than 5 minutes. In my life.
My average is probably around 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're just washing your body, then yeah, I understand that.
My body, my face, my hair,
I only wash
sometimes
the top...
Sometimes I'm shaving my nuts in that time.
I wash the top half only and let the... And let the gravity do the rest. You guys always give me a hard time because I don't wash the bottom half of my body.
Most guys do that 2 or 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, body wash thing.
Klein, you don't wash your nether regions?
Pits and slits, I do. Pits and slits get their own
proper.
You got
a slit down there?
I got a slit on the back. Thank you.
What about the front?
The front, I let the gravity take care of that.
What? Klein?
Dude, yeah. You don't wash your junk?
Alex, smell my junk. It smells great. Smell it.
Smell my junk. It's too early to smell anybody's junk.
It's never too early.
It's never
Today's
a
holiday. Today's a national holiday. So let's do that.
True.
If you support the cause, smell my junk.
Smell my junk.
All right, stoners. Things could be changing when you buy your weed at the weed store. You may have heard about this massive new study that they did about the effects of weed on your heart. Ingesting weed in any form can more than double your risk of a heart attack or stroke. They just released the results of this. It was done on 200 million people. So it was a massive, massive study. And they found that it doubles your risk of heart attack or stroke. So now the next step that they want to take is to put the little warnings on every pack of joints that you buy, on every weed gummy, on everything. Yeah, I know, but this is kind of like the turning point, right? If you think about, like, right now we're kind of in the 50s, where everyone's smoking cigarettes. Everyone's just smoking. Everything's great. And everyone's like, why aren't you lighting up a cigarette? I'm lighting up a cigarette. It's after dinner. It's before a walk. It's every single moment. And then when you think of it, now it's so regulated, and now there's these big studies going, hey, wait a minute. Now that everyone's ingesting a ton of weed, what does this actually mean?
Who's putting the warning on the weed now? The Surgeon General, or does that go to a different person?
That's what I'm not sure. I think it would be.
Nah, we got to pick like a guy like Willie Nelson to do the warning. Some guy that like people
I
like.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, like it's something. It's just Willie goes. No worries, all good. Enjoy
Everything's
it.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, like don't worry.
Just don't do coke while you're doing it.
I'm not saying it's going to change your decision, but it is something like, you know, we've all learned to ignore those no matter what. But it is now like they start getting pretty aggressive. If you go to other countries and try and buy cigarettes, there's like pictures of weird deformed babies on them.
Yeah, those are cool.
And you're like, what is happening?
I thought that was a brand of cigarettes. I was like, ooh, give me a cart of those deformed baby smokes. Those look good.
Can
right
I get
there.
Deformed baby lights?
We get into a brand new hour of the show next on K-Rock.